Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I don't even know what's going on here. I do know this. We're in the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios in New York. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Don't forget, I'm here tomorrow night again for a special edition of Pharrell on the Bench from the MGM in Vegas, gearing up for Pacquiao Thurman on Saturday. Tune in. Catch the big showdown Saturday on Fox Pay-Per-View. Our toll-free line, 855-212-4. CBS is brought to you by Geico. Great news. You can save a bunch of money. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Tons of baseball every day. Plenty of great picks. PharrellOnTheBench.com has it all. Every play, every game, every day, everything on the board. PharrellOnTheBench.com has you covered. Even boxing and MMA, the best picks, the best price. Buck a day, son. PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up today. So, Carver High. I have to ask you, initially, when you heard that rumble in the jungle of the train going by here, Mafia thought it was the 6 train out to, is that the one they take to Queens, the 6?
That's the 7.
7.
7.
You're close.
Noted, I don't go to many Mets games, Fems, but I know the 7 train goes out there, right? Is that what it sounded like on the air? Could you hear the train rambling through here?
It sounded like it was going right overhead, right over you guys.
But it didn't. But I didn't hear it once the first hour. Like the first hour of the show, I didn't hear the train.
That
train.
Why they didn't come by?
That train runs every like 10 minutes, doesn't it? I don't know. And then all of a sudden, the last hour started rumbling back and forth the whole time.
Are we gonna go see Spandex Nation tonight?
If you'd like to, they're here at the MGM, aren't they?
Absolutely. It's an automatic.
I got to go up and I'll go up and grab a couple for the walk.
Let's discuss for a second the savings today on your alcoholism.
Well, I went over to a secondary store and I purchased some gear for the next 3 days. More like a stopovers. Every time I stop in, boom, grab another one. Stop in, boom, grab another one.
So if you buy them at the pool or anywhere else here, it's about 10.
You got to remember.
Is it 10 o'clock?
They're selling you the 16-ounce aluminum cans here for $9.75. I mean, it's just, you know, it's tough to take after a while.
It's tough to take.
It's tough to take
after
a while.
How about I'm not going to take it?
You know, so
but I don't understand why you only got an 18-pack. Who does that?
Because they're just stopovers. They're just moving from brick to brick. They're not.
They're intermediate.
I'm
beers.
Not going to keep going upstairs every 20 minutes to get another beer.
No, but they are essential to have, like, just.
When I make a stop in there, I grab another one. Make a stop.
You got them on ice in the fridge or in
I
the.
I can only ice one at a time because of the situation.
Oh, what? But
you can't open the fridge here.
Well,
or else
why not
the
sink?
The sensors go off. Well, the sink, I mean, I needed to use it tonight after, you know, I got out of the shower, so I can't just have the sink completely occupied.
Sure you can.
So I have the ice bucket, which holds one beer.
One beer. One. I don't even put the water in
and
there.
And I have that iced up, so that way when I go and grab one after the show tonight, I slide a new one
have
right in there.
Have you ever seen anything like how they have sensors in the fridge? And if you touch anything.
I'm not even opening the
if
thing.
If you touch anything in the fridge at all, they charge you for it. You're not even allowed to, like, take it out and look at it. They
right.
charge you.
No, it's crazy.
They left me a warning once on the
really?
Counter. They leave a note saying, you're going to be charged $200 for tampering with the fridge. And I was like, screw you. I didn't even take anything out of there. You know what I did? I was shoving water bottles in there.
Can't do that.
So it moved the items around, and then they try to charge you. Can you hit Mike in Tacoma? He's on the bench tonight. It's unbelievable. Just hit the green one, and you're styling. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, you guys are just tearing it up tonight, man. That was an awesome interview with Freddie. He had me cracking up. And then when dropped the Whitey Bulger deal and the lawn mowing thing, I was like, no, this has got to be made up.
No, it was all true.
Oh, God. Hey, but if there's anybody that I needed to call tonight, man, you got to tell me about Ron Francis, our GM up here for our hockey team. Because
right.
There's nobody else that can talk about this, man, except you. And I got to hear it for the truth, man.
Well, look, I think that it's a great hire, a lot like McPhee and Vegas. I'll tell you another story tonight. John was just telling us about Darren Elliott. I think he took over as what did he say? He's the new.
I think he said the VP of the Knights.
He's the vice president of the team.
Some title with the Knights.
So he's a former goalie, played for University of Michigan, I believe, or no? I know. Our boy did from Nesson, Billy Jaffe.
Jaffe, yeah.
But Darren Elliott is another guy that I worked with in Atlanta. He was an analyst and a goalie in the league. And he's moved his way through the ranks, and now he's landed in Vegas as an executive, and I think that's really cool. But as far as Ron Francis goes, look, I know Ronnie. He was a champion. You know, that's all I know. I knew him in Pittsburgh. He was on those great Lemieux Yager teams that won back to back in '91 and '92. Great player, unbelievable Hall of Famer. Carver High, they don't come any better than Ron Francis. I think they're in good hands in Seattle. It's a great way. Now, he's done it before in Carolina.
Yeah, he's got experience doing it for the
Everyone
Hurricanes.
Everyone has to learn the hard way a little bit.
Yeah, and he did that down in Carolina. So we'll see how it goes in Seattle. I thought they maybe would have went with somebody who's got maybe a little bit more track record of building the team, but Ronnie was with the Hurricanes for a while doing that, and we'll see how it goes for them. The pressure's so high on them because the bar has been set where it is now with what Vegas did in their first season and how that team was built, that the bar is going to be set so high for the Seattle team when they come into the league.
Mike, are you going to buy season tickets or are you going to go a lot?
Hey, no, I'm going to be going a lot, but I don't know if you knew this, but we already got 30,000 people on the list. They have like 10,000 in 5 minutes when they opened it up. So they're ready to go. I don't know if you heard this, but supposedly Ron Hextall might be the coach. That's what we're hearing.
Yeah, Carver High, you're not buying that.
He's done a lot of. He's been the general manager of the Flyers for a while. Not anymore. He got let go. But I don't see him coaching.
I got to tell you, this is just me. I don't have anything against Ron Hextall, but I thought he did a terrible job in Philly.
He did do a terrible job.
So,
but he's not going to do the head coach.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening. But if it is, so be it. Then you'll have a terrible coach because he did a terrible job with a team that's entrenched in the league. The Flyers are entrenched in the league. I don't care what anybody says. They haven't won since '75, but they matter.
No, they've got a big time drought now. They're one of those teams,
big drought.
Especially after the Blues winning this year and the Caps the year before that. The Flyers, it's been a long time.
What
for
was
them.
It? The Snyder family,
right?
They must be losing their minds with this team.
No question, but it's going to be hard for whoever coaches. Not everybody's going to get what happened in Vegas. That was a once in a million thing. What happened with the
Knights?
Let's
talk about Vegas for a second. Because, you know, you heard this guy today talking to us about them, that they're this great team.
Right.
And that they're going to the Stanley Cup Finals every year and all this other nonsense. Look, I said to him, the strangest things happen. That call, an injury, a goalie goes down, a winger. You know, you never know what's going to cost you. That call cost him for sure.
But here's the thing that I get the sense being around here just for a couple of hours. First time here since, of course, they got knocked out by the Sharks in the first round is now 2 years in, their first year they went to the Stanley Cup Finals, okay?
Right.
So they got really nothing bad happened to them, you know, that you lose in the finals, whatever, but what a year for the fans. So this year I think that they all honestly believe that if they didn't get screwed by the official in that Shark game, which we've talked about a billion times, they didn't have to give up three or four power play goals on that five-minute power play, right?
Right.
They didn't have to do that. But I think that the sense around here is that if they would have won that game and beaten the Sharks, that they would have won the Cup this year. That seems to be the impression that I'm getting, that they think that this year they were screwed. Like they got screwed by the officials, or else they would have been the
ones
winning
the Cup. That's what he said.
But that's the sense I'm getting everywhere around.
I actually don't believe that.
So, you know, this doesn't, guys, you're in the league 2 years. You're not going to go to the finals every year. You said this after they made it their first year. It's downhill from here. You can't live up to that. You don't get to the top of the mountain every year. And when Seattle comes into the league in a couple of years, the bar is going to be set so high that they need to understand that you could easily be on the side that Nashville, Columbus, and Atlanta and all those teams start a little bit slower before you get into that area.
But are they going to provide them with a draft again that is...
They're going to get the same rules as the Vegas draft.
So, well, then they're going to be good.
They're going to get the same exact rules. They've already said that at the NHL. It's going to be the same format as the... And Vegas doesn't even have to give anybody. They're exempt from the draft because they're still so new in the league. So Vegas doesn't even have to give up any players. The other 30 teams have to give up players
in
the draft.
I got a problem with that.
Because they were so good and they got so lucky that they should have to give up a player
in
the draft.
That's right. I have a problem with them not having to give up a team. Now,
they don't have to give up a player.
If you're in the league... Now, I've been not privy to this information. This is the first time hearing of it.
Right.
This is the first time anyone, you bring it, obviously, as usual, the hockey news to me. I cannot believe you just told me that. That is BS. If you're in the league and everyone had to give you team players, you know, every single team had to give players up. Now you're telling me that they're having a draft and they don't have to give up players, but everybody else does? But you've been in the league 3 years?
They'll be in the league three years. By the, when the draft happens, it'll be after their fourth season in the league.
That's absolute BS.
Well, talk to
Gary. What happened?
Get Haro to get Gary on the phone.
That is absolute BS. I mean, that makes me sick to my stomach. Why should I have to give up players? Why should the Penguins have to give up? The Islanders have to give up? And you don't have to give up, but you got to go to the Stanley Cup playoffs every year? Screw that. Hey, look who we got here on the show for everyone. I mean, it just never ends. The excellence that we bring you every time we're on the air, let alone when we're in Vegas. Here he is, the champ, getting ready to defend his welterweight belt against Manny Pacquiao. It's my good buddy, Keith Thurman. One time. How you feel, brother?
Man, feeling great, man. Las Vegas, baby.
Listen, so is there anything worse than actually having to do 20 interviews in a row, and then finally, at the end of the row, you get to Shangri-La with me?
Oh, man. I mean, it is what it is, baby. We're here to entertain, man. We're here to talk to everybody.
But those were boring, and these aren't. Somebody's going to get lit up on Saturday night in the face.
That's right, man. And it's a Filipino senator. You're going to get lit up. It's 4th of July. The fireworks are not over. We got plenty more coming this Saturday.
He's going to get some of that Tampa, St. Petersburg, Clearwater.
That's right, baby. That Florida heat.
Some of the big hands, fast hands.
I'm too big. I'm too strong, man. This little man can't do no T-Rex arm, itty-bitty little Manny Pacquiao.
His little teeny-weeny neck and his tweety-leeny legs.
Man, I love this stuff, man. Pacquiao, he's a great fighter, but he is not ready for what I'm about to bring to the table.
So you guys have actually been talking a lot, and bottom line is, since this all started from the jump, you've said one thing. I'm going to knock his face off his face.
That's right, man. I mean, Manny Pacquiao's going to get hurt Saturday night, and I really believe that I can deliver on that promise.
The youth, the speed, do you think it's time? I think he basically said you want to put him to pass.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's a retirement season for the man. Look, he fought Adrian Broner. Adrian Broner didn't fight him. You know, I don't believe that Manny Pacquiao belongs.
That was the worst fight I've ever been to in my life.
Exactly.
I had more fun in the nightclubs afterward than that fight.
Look, man, see, we can't have that happen Saturday night.
I had more fun at dinner.
Love it, baby.
Listen, so bottom line is, I go back to, I went to your last five fights, the good ones, starting with the Ghost. Take me back to that fight. Guerrero. Guerrero. That was violent.
Man, Guerrero happened right here at MGM Grand Las Vegas. Me and Robert Guerrero, in the third round, I'm hit with a headbutt, created a hematoma.
I remember
when I went to one of the Floyd fights, Mark Wahlberg said, Boy, you fought with an apple on your head, man. Man, I fought with that hematoma for 9 rounds. I was able to drop Robert Guerrero, but we know Mexicans are tough, man. We know Latino fighters are tough. He got up. He finished the fight out. I mean, we had the crowd on their feet for the rest of the fight. It was a tremendous performance.
What do you think was tougher, the fight with Sean Porter or Garcia?
You know, for me, it was Sean Porter. You know, Garcia, I just knew that I could outbox him. I knew that my style was just something that he wasn't going to be able to handle. I knew his style too well. He doesn't throw enough punches to compete. This is a sport. And, yeah, you know, you can just punch people and hurt them and win. But what happens if you're not punching them enough? You got to have numbers. You got to have volume. Sean Porter brings volume. I knew it was going to be a tough fight for the judges to score. I knew I kept my hands up. I was deflecting a lot of those punches. And then when I was punching Sean Porter back, I was doing the most devastating landing in between round by round. And, you know, I stayed victorious. But Sean was definitely more challenging because he's the better athlete.
All right, last but not least, are you both going to throw over 1,200 in this fight? Because he can throw hands, too. I think this is going to be a violent, hands-throwing 1,400-ish per fighter hands. The entire fight's going to be crazy. You think it ends early, but I think you guys throw thousands of punches.
You know, at least 50 punches a round minimum from each. That's the ratio that I'm expecting. It could increase, but we will have to see Saturday night.
Listen, good luck. Have fun. It's great to see you again, brother.
Thank you, my man. Thank
all right,
you.
One time. Keith Thurman, getting ready for Pacquiao Saturday night at the Grand Garden Arena. It's for our match on CBS Sports Radio.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, back in Vegas with Carver High, the illustrious one. So, I got to get, like, some kind of evaluation from you for the scene today out there at the Agua Center.
Well, I think that John made a great point, and I kind of brought it up to you earlier in the day when we were walking around, is the one thing that makes this place, the MGM Grand, still go is that they do adapt very well, and they continue to make changes with the times, and they do a lot of really cool
right.
things here. And he was spot on. Like, this is a really good spot. Like, if, you know, you got your boys, you're coming for a bachelor party, something like that.
What a resort feel.
Right. Like, you come out here, that pool out there is just, I mean, there is just action left, right, and center. I mean, everywhere you look, there is something going on out there in that pool. It's just, it's unbelievable.
It really is unbelievable.
It is. Now, the one thing is you got to, you know, you got to be able to stand out there and, you know, basically an egg frying off your back for 40 minutes if you're out there. You know, it was a $110 solid out there today.
It's no joke.
Easy $110. And it's that's the one part, you know, you got to be able to deal with that.
Did you, have you ever met Colhan Casey?
I don't believe so.
Tomorrow you'll meet him.
Yeah, I haven't met him.
He's different than some of my other friends who, as you know, leave a little bit less to be desired, as you like to say, in your evaluations of some of my friends.
Right.
Mafia as well, not a fan of some of my friends. But Mafia, would you say Colhan Casey is on another level because of his illustrious career as an attorney? So
yeah,
he's got very successful.
He's cooler than some of the mooches. And the storytellers.
The storytellers and mooches. The Freeloader Club.
The guys are always going to do great things coming on the horizon, right, that we haven't seen yet in how long?
Did you feel that I should have I feel like I should have bought the guy breakfast today based on
after picking us up at the airport.
Yeah,
I think that was a nice gesture on your part,
right?
Yeah, for him to come out here to the strip, pick you up at the airport, bring you over to the MGM.
He brought all the reefer,
brought that too.
So I mean, if some guy's gonna bring me from the airport to the MGM and bring me reefer, I suppose
you got him a little Belgian waffle with some berries. So
have you ever seen anyone eat so slow in your life?
Yeah,
is that
he
dude?
Ate real slow. I mean, I'm not nobody eats as fast as you. But by the way, what do we got here? Oh, that's a strikeout.
Hey, hey.
So what is the bet you have going?
I in-game the Giants in the ninth inning, tied at 1. After I hit the under in the first 5 innings. So I hit the under in the first five innings for this Met Giant game, Bumgarner and Syndergaard, and then I decided to double it back, and I took the Giants on the live line in the ninth when it was tied 1-1.
I'm getting this, this is what, this is the party they're having tonight at Hakkasan that we've been invited to.
That, you talk about, well, wait a second.
Let me what just do we
tell
have
you,
here?
Let me just tell you
what
something.
What do we got going on there?
Let me just tell you something.
Do an evaluation right here, Carver High.
No, I've been there. It's no joke.
I can't wear this.
You cannot wear that. They will not let you in a Hakkasan like that.
But what about with the jeans?
Yeah. They'll let you in with that. You got jeans with you?
I got jeans.
Because you ain't getting in like that.
Do you think we should go to that club? Carver High's all over it. He's like, yes.
Well, and also, you got to get in there.
What?
Like, you don't got a lot of time here. We got to get in there by midnight. Because if it says, I guess on that guest list, free till midnight. Because let me tell you what it is after midnight then. It's probably about a 70 spot to get in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But we're on the guest list.
But it says till midnight.
Well, we get done here at 11.
Correct.
How hard can it be to go back and change?
I mean, you look at me. I'm clearly ready.
You're ready to go.
So, I mean, I'm not the one who's going to have to get ready.
What pants do you have on?
I'm going to wear jeans. I've been in there dressed exactly like I am right now. I've been in that place.
But they're not going to let you in flip-flops and shorts.
There's no shot.
And what's going on in there? Is there a lot of action in there?
A lot of action in there? Oh, there's a lot of action. You want to talk about action? Go there tonight.
And where is Hakkasan? It's in there.
Right here in the MGM. It's by the sports book.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah. It's their club.
Oh, is that right?
Yep.
here's people now evaluating. I'm getting text messages of people wondering if they're in the Freeloaders Club.
Who?
Several of my friends are listening.
Forget them. Forget everybody else right now. Worry about that.
We don't care about you because we're going to Hakkasan with hotties. Shake out.
And you know what, isn't it? That, like that question, like if you can't spot the crazy one in your group, you're the crazy one. Like if you're asking if you're one of the Freeloaders, you probably are. If you don't know that you're not, then you probably are.
So Mafia making friends tonight. All right, so the Brewers lead the Diamondbacks 5-1 in the ninth in Zona. Mets Giants are 1-1 in the 10th. Who'd you bet there?
Well, the Mets had the bases loaded with one out, and they did not score a run. So we go to the bottom of the 10th out in San Francisco.
Extras.
Yes.
And that game started about 2.5 hours ago, and they're already into the bottom of the 10th.
Yeah. How about Tiger with the +7 and McIlroy with the +8 today?
We'll come back and talk bad about them and the Open Championship and the rest of baseball and everything else. Let's get an update from Peter Schwartz.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
I saw that this guy bought his mom a house.
Who?
Some player, right? So here's the deal. The second-round pick, Hardman of the Kansas City team. I think, I'm assuming that's the Chiefs.
I would, yeah.
Surprises his mom with her dream house, and they show it. Is there anything lamer than when they always show now guys buying their moms a car or a house?
Shouldn't they just be doing it anyway?
I mean, shouldn't they just do it and not turn it into a media opportunity?
Yes.
I mean, honestly, who cares about some guy no one's ever heard of? And his mother. I mean, honestly. I get so sick of that. I really do. So anyway, we were saying that we were going to talk about some of the things that happened, like, today. And one of the things, you know, and I know Pete just went through all the scores. So the Marlins beat the Padres 4-3. Phillies 7-6 over the Dodgers. Red Sox... now, 9 games over .500. They beat Toronto 5-0. The Royals 6-5 over the White Sox. The Yankees game 1-6-2. Yankees game 2 5-1. A 2-game sweep of the Rays. What'd you think of that?
Loved it. Loved every second of it. We were talking earlier about Aaron Boone getting thrown out of the game. in game one that happened with the strike zone. Listen, Yankees roll. After they lost that tough game, was it Monday night? First game of that Tampa series with Chapman.
5-4 on the Darno homer.
On the Darno homers, and then they come back and take the next three games of the series. So, nice job by them.
Indians 6-3 over the Tigers. Cardinals 7-4 over the Reds. Nats 13-4
How about
over the
your
Braves.
Boy, Mafia was telling me before that Strasburg went 3-for-3 with a homer and five RBIs. He was hitting like 076 before the game this season. And he goes yard, drives in five, goes 3-for-3. Strasburg at the dish tonight.
Had a big night with the stick.
Yeah.
The Nationals over the Braves 13-4. Twins 6-3 over the A's. Astros 6-2 over the Angels. And the Brewers checked in 5-1 over the Diamondbacks.
And the Giants and Mets are still tied at 1 still in the 10th, which we need the Giants to come through for us here.
One of the things that you didn't talk to me about today was the Open Championship.
Right.
After two rounds, after one round.
After one round. The second round tees off and about in about an hour, actually. A little bit less than an hour.
Right.
Is the first group. The first group goes out at 10:35 Pacific time. That would be, 1:35 on the East Coast. And, we saw a lot of the early action. We saw a lot of the early groups that went out. We didn't see a lot of the late groups.
J.B. Holmes is leading.
J.B. Holmes with the -5. Do you anticipate him being there on Sunday?
No.
How about my guy Shane Lowry, one of the guys that I was kind of contemplating last night with the -4?
How about the guy you didn't want any part of, Sergio?
I know.
You hate him.
I can't stand him.
He's in it.
Rahm is in there, too. Told you I thought Rahm
might
be around.
And Simpson, Rahm, all at 300.
But I think that the
Lee
thing
Westwood getting involved.
I think the thing that comes out
Brooks
of
Koepka 300.
Round one more than all these names that some we know and some you don't know. Ryan Fox, you know, Tyrell Hatton. You don't know a lot of these guys.
Didn't
the top
you make
of
a bet on Jason Day?
I did, over over Rose, I believe.
Rose is at 2, yeah, and he's at 1.
So he's one back of him with a whole three rounds to go. I think it's more that Rory. With the snowman today, the +8 for Rory today at
what
a place that we
there?
All heard about for weeks that he had shot the 61 there as a kid and whatever. How do you shoot today? It doesn't matter.
Why do you hate him so much?
It's not that even I hate him. It's just everybody thought it was a lock that he was going to win, right, because it's in Northern Ireland.
So you're not a fan of him at
it's
all?
It's a lock. He's going to win Northern Ireland.
So you're an Irish guy and you don't like Rory.
Well, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland are two different places.
So you don't respect Belfast.
I'm a Republic of Ireland guy.
So you don't like Northern Ireland.
Shane Lowry guy.
You're not a fan of them.
I don't have anything against them.
So what you're saying is that you don't like 34C's mother.
Didn't say that.
Uncle. Huey and Kathy O with her great slot playing prowess. And drinking Jameson shots.
I didn't say that there was.
And she hit on. Do you remember Mafia when? What was it? She hit on McClure out in Palm Springs. Tried to get in.
That wasn't Palm Springs. That was Vegas.
Was it Vegas?
Yeah, over at what's the place that you were saying the newer place back then? It was the Cosmo.
Oh, at the Cosmo. You're right.
And she was drinking Jameson. Already had a couple in there, and then told him that all the other programs on the network sucked.
And that she wanted to sleep with him?
Told him all the shows sucked except ours.
She's a Belfast girl. I told you what she told me when I started dating her daughter. If I did anything to her, she'd have my legs blown off. That is awesome, isn't it?
Once again, I have nothing against the Northern
Why
Ireland
Why is it
area.
That you're so bent out of shape about the Northern Ireland?
I'm not bent
that's
out
my,
of shape about
that's
it.
That's my territory well, now
my
you're
territory
messing with.
Is the Republic of Ireland. Well,
I don't ever say anything bad about Dublin.
Because there's nothing bad to say about it.
So there's bad things to say about Belfast?
I don't know. Some people have.
Because of their unique way of dealing with problems?
Possibly. But, you know, that is what it is. So Rory with the +8 and
have
Tiger
with
the
+7. Have
you
ever seen like when they're rolling around in tanks around there?
Look, it's...
They mean business, dude.
Right. They're, of course, still part of the United Kingdom. So
that's unfortunate.
Well, you know.
I'm not a big fan of the whole royal family. Like, obsession that America has with all those people. I don't get it. I really don't get it either. What do I give two shacks about Harry and what's his brother's name?
William.
What do I care about those two femmes? Seriously. I mean, I got nothing. What do they play, polo? You love polo out in Long Island.
I've never played in my life.
Your boy, what's the guy's name? Is it Coco? What's the guy's name? Nacho. Do you know who Nacho is?
No.
Mafia, do you know who Nacho is?
Nacho Libre.
No, Nacho is one of the world's greatest polo players ever.
Never heard of him.
Yeah. Look him up. And he's good looking, too. All the chicks want to sleep with him. I don't know where he's from. If you look him up, Carbry, are you willing to look him up on your phone in the midst?
Keeping track of this giant Met game here.
So. You'll see that he's been very popular. He's been on 60 Minutes, even. Nacho. Are you getting any reaction?
Yeah, this guy's like a...
He's a legend.
He's a model, isn't he?
Yeah.
So he doesn't actually play polo, does he?
Yeah, he does.
He's an Argentine polo player with a 6-goal handicap, whatever that means.
He's very good. He's won a bunch of titles.
In September 2009, he was ranked as one of the top 100 polo players in the world.
Right.
You want a little fun fact on him, you just got it.
Told you. So I know something about everything. Even if I don't know anything at all.
Yeah, Nacho.
Carver, okay. Hi. How do you feel about the air duct vents here at the tent? Do you feel like at any point you're in a Willy Wonka video and that if you dove through one of those holes...
They are.
If you dove through one of those holes...
Would anything good happen?
You
know, there's only like one on over there.
Is that right?
When we came in here this afternoon, the whole place was blasting them. I mean, every single one was on. Now, most of them are off.
But it's not hot in here.
It's comfortable.
It's good enough.
But it is not as loud as it was in here this afternoon.
It's good enough, though, isn't it?
I think it's fine. We're also the only, you know, there's only four of us in the whole tent, so.
It is depressing.
I just took a picture of it. I'll send it out on the next parade.
It is depressing every time we're in here.
Of how it looks in here.
There's never anyone in here.
They should have had us do the show outside Hakkasan.
Do you have desert nose or desert throat or desert storm?
No, that doesn't happen to me.
I have it. Every time I have a clogged up nose or desert storm, as we like to call it, Carver High thinks I'm off on another coke bender. He's like, if you can't breathe, there's something fishy going on. I always check the kids to see if they can breathe.
You're doing okay.
How's your breathing doing, son? And then they get busted right then and there if they're unable to breathe. But I get... So when I called home tonight, I got grief from 34C.
Why?
Well, I called her when I had just...
Is the phone fixed?
Well, I woke up, and I called her immediately. I just, you know, I was laying in bed. I dialed her up, and I didn't expect my voice to blow out on me. But I had a flat tire, and I was like, "Hur!" And she's like, "What's wrong with your voice? Are you doing drugs?" That's what she said to me. I'm like, "No, I'm not doing drugs, but I want to." And so I proceeded to have to, like, come out of it. I had to revive my dulcet tones, my acidic voice.
You're okay.
I'm fine now. But I feel I have that, desert dry action going.
Right.
I think there's potential for some dry nugs in my nose in the morning. Some dry, you know, like reverb in my nose where I have to, you know, blow out some chunks in the morning of, like, waffles. Hey, how about that waffle chicken and waffle action you had going today?
It was excellent.
Was it?
It was really good.
So it was like a Belgian waffle with in the middle of it was a giant bird.
Chicken and waffle sandwich.
So chicken, like a giant, it was like a Chick-fil-A sandwich covered in waffles.
Correct.
What a strong effort that was. How did you feel about that?
It was good. Got the day going right. Then we had to wait for Robert.
Breakfast was only $1,000. It was great. So what happened to your boy El Tigre and Rory today?
+7, +8. Essentially, they're done. So, long day for them out on the course. Tiger didn't seem, you know, he goes basically gave you the whole "it is what it is" routine.
What happened to Dustin Johnson?
Where did DJ
There's
finish?
Your Gary Woodland at +3.
DJ was +1 today. I told you he's in trouble, Woodland.
Patty, +4. Disaster.
Yeah, there's a few guys that are just so far out of the
mix right
now.
Phil's +5. He's a disaster.
I got the bet on him to not make the cut either.
Did you make that cut? Did you make that
bet? I did make that bet.
Tigers +7, Rory +8. There's no way they make the cut.
They would have to play
65, I heard. He'd
lightning.
Have to shoot.
They'd have to shoot lightning tomorrow or tonight, whatever it is.
How do you go from a 79 to a 65? Is that even possible? Obviously it is. When
it's
the guy
possible.
Shoots, he shot 65
yeah,
many times.
It's possible, but it's going to be a very tough hill for them to climb in round two.
So just so you know, this fight is Saturday night. At the MGM Grand Garden Arena, it's Pacquiao and Thurman for the welterweight championship of the world. PBC on Fox pay-per-view. Call your cable operator and order the fight. Should be awesome. Are you still convinced that Thurman, or have you finally
seen
the
light
with Freddie? I got to
tell you, sitting here listening to Freddie at the beginning of the show for half an hour, it kind of makes you think that, oh, you know what? Freddie, who knows so much, I know it's his guy, super confident. Like, you've talked
no
to Freddie a lot before fights. Have you ever seen him this confident
no.
about Manny fighting?
No.
Super confident.
So he bottom line thinks Thurman's turning into a bum.
That's what he kind of said there. I mean,
that's exactly what he said. He said he's got massive holes and he's way beatable. It's Pharrell on a Bench from Vegas at the MGM for Pac-Man Thurman on pay-per-view.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.